Buddha meditation. Is there a spot in the body that I should focus?
There's what? No. There's no spot. Because you just focus on the puto.
Okay, so don't focus on my body at all, or just...
Yeah, you can focus on the whole body, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, if you need it, normally, you know, Buddha is enough to focus on. You don't need to locate it, yeah. Mm-hmm. But if you want, you know, focus on the whole body, yeah.
Okay. Also, I've been finding that it's been happening here, but it doesn't really happen at home usually. I've been falling asleep a lot.
Yes.
Meditation.
Yeah. That is the normal thing, yeah. I mean, if you remember, you know, when you worried about something, you did not fall asleep. Yeah.
Mm.
But if you don't worry about anything, you can fall asleep instantly.
Mm.
So when the mind is calm and doesn't worry about anything, doesn't have any thoughts, any memories coming up, it falls instantly asleep.
Mm.
So you have to raise the interest in the Buddha. How is the Buddha at the moment? And so on, and so on. Yeah. You have to keep the interest.
That was another question I had about questions. Like I was asking yesterday about asking questions about the Buddha.
Yeah.
I find that it helps me focus. Like I don't try to answer the question.
Yeah, but not too much. Yeah, okay, do it, you know, but it is also disturbing, yeah?
Because
then you look for the answer, and the answer, the kilesas bring you the answer, and then they lead you out with this answer, yeah?
Mm. Okay.
Just ask the question, you know, I don't want to know the answer, just look, yeah? The question should make us to observe. Not to know, not to know in the sense of our brain, yeah? Not to get an answer, yeah? To see, to observe. Okay, then use it, yeah?
Okay.
That is how.
I'm thinking now. Some of the questions are okay, some are not.
Yeah. They should be, you know, you should always say, how is the feeling right now? And then look at the feeling and then you know, yeah? You don't have to formulate it out. Because when the moment you formulate it out, this leads to memory and then this tracks you out.
Yeah. And then you're worrying about something.
Yeah.
If I could also ask about a meditation experience I had before that was, it made me, I was reading Lungtan Mahabua's talks from Straight to the Heart.
Yeah.
And I was reminded of something that happened back in the fall that I wanted to ask somebody about. Okay.
Happened back in fall, which year?
2020. Yeah, in the fall. I was meditating and I was doing body contemplation. And it was, I was getting really into it. I felt very, very solidified.
Yeah.
I had this very solid image of blood in my mind.
Yeah.
And so I imagined myself tracing all of the veins in my body.
Yeah.
And it brought all these sensations into all my veins.
Mm-hmm.
It simultaneously felt really good, but also really tight.
Tight.
And so I got this image up, and I felt like I could see all my veins in my mind. And then I took all the blood from it, and I was like, okay, put the blood in a bucket.
Yeah.
And so I put it in a bucket, and then the bucket fell over, and my mind just went like... And I remember everything just... I felt like I was separate from my body, but I wasn't like projected outside of my body and everything. It was just my breath, and it was just all this sensation everywhere. It was really, really intense. And then actually, that brought on like this great sense of pleasure.
Yeah.
And for a few days after that, 3 or 4 days, I was able to keep it going. And before that, because that was about in October. In the August before that, I had also had an experience where I was just doing plain breath meditation and focusing on my nose. And I remember I could see like a sky, and I was like, oh, a sky, okay. And I was like, the clouds are my thoughts. And I was like, okay, what if I just cleared away the clouds? And so I did that, and again, it just like opened up, and all this, I felt like wind went through my head. So...
I mean that it can be the beginning of samadhi, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
I mean the second when the mind really goes in, you know, that is certainly, you know, it's certainly samadhi.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, it happened in the past. You cannot buy anything from the past, yeah? You can only live off the things that are growing right now, yeah? So, and it is, and you see it, because it is, was the interest, yeah? That pushed you towards samadhi, yeah? And now the interest is gone, and then the sleepiness comes in, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah? So you have to raise this interest, yeah? Find something, you know, that interests you, yeah? In the Buddha or in the breath or whatever. Yeah?
I really get into visualizations.
What?
I really get into visualizations. Like when I do them in my meditation, I feel like I can really just get right into it.
Yeah, then feel that, you know, then make the Buddha, you know, I mean, have a look at the image and then make the Buddha alive, yeah? With this image.
Yeah. So, like just the image of Buddha.
Yeah.
Sort of what I imagine that to be. Okay. And then if I'm doing breath meditation, would it be okay to imagine like a sky like I did? Or
waves. Waves.
Waves.
The ocean.
Okay. Okay.
But this is just it's a crutch, you know, you have to understand it. It's a crutch to keep the mind focused, yeah? Once the mind gets calm, it doesn't need these crutches.
Yeah, because after that experience with the clouds, I did it sometimes, but I didn't need it. I realized I could just go with it.
Yeah. That's exactly, you know, I mean, once you learn how to walk, you know, you don't need the crutches anymore. Yeah?
I'm still learning how to do crutches, because I'm still forcing, I'm finding, so.
Don't force it, you know, I mean, the interest is more important, yeah? I mean, get the interest, you know, and then, you know, just ask these questions, yeah? How is the Buddha? Huh? Yeah? Without an answer, how is the Buddha? You know, that keeps you focusing on that. How is the body, you know, I mean? Huh? Have a look, you know, I mean, feel the sensation of the Buddha, yeah? And then go back to the Buddha. Yeah?
Okay.
Interest is important too, yeah? The visualization is, you know, it's a crutch. Just like, you know, we do good with breathing in and do with breathing out, yeah? It's a crutch, yeah? But in samadhi, we don't need that crutch, yeah? I mean, the thing itself becomes so interesting that we don't want to, yeah? And it is more and more disturbing, yeah?
Mm-hmm. You know, I find that the longer this issue with forcing and this issue with just the difficulties, I feel like it's less and less likely I'm ever going to get into samadhi. That makes sense. I just feel more and more doubtful. And I know that's probably...
More and more what?
Doubtful.
Doubtful. Yeah, but that comes through thought. Yeah. I mean, see, you know, I mean, the kilesas constantly try to undermine our practice, yeah? And if the stronger the kilesas try to undermine our practice, I mean, that should give you the hope, yeah? The better your practice actually is.
The more resistance you're getting,
The more resistance you're getting. I mean, the more, you know, the more they are afraid, you know, that they are chucked out. Yeah.
That makes sense.
Don't worry about these things. You know, I mean, thoughts. You know, all the thoughts. I told Mikhail yesterday. Yeah, all the thoughts replace it with Buddha, and then there is no doubt. I mean, the doubt comes through thought and through memories, through comparing this and comparing that. It is, I understand it, it is normal, yeah? I mean, because we are educated in this way, yeah?
You go to a therapist and they're like, what are your thoughts saying? What's going on in there? And,
yeah,
and
I mean,
it sometimes works. You reason it out and you're able to let go, but then most of the time it's...
But then it comes back.
Good point, right?
Yeah, it doesn't solve a problem, you know, thinking about it doesn't solve the problem, yeah? Actually doing something, yeah, or realizing something, you know, that this was, you know, a stupid thing, yeah, realizing it, you know, let's go off the situation, but the problem, you know, still resides in our heart, yeah, and you have to solve this problem, now. These are called the hindrances, yeah, tiredness, sloth and torpor, yeah. That's one of the hindrances, yeah? Doubt is a big hindrance, yeah? Don't let it come up, yeah? And said, you know, I mean, all what I do now is one Buddha. I'm not interested about the future, I'm not interested about the past. I don't want to know, I don't want to compare, yeah? Because the comparing makes you expectations, you know, first leads to expectation, but also leads to forcing something to make something happen. Mm-hmm. We don't make something happen, we observe what is happening. Mm-hmm. Okay?
Yeah. It's frustrating, how much time it's taking, but yes.
Huh?
It's frustrating, but yes.
It doesn't help, you know. I mean, if you have to go up the mountain to go to Gold City, you know, I mean, you will have to go up. Mm-hmm. If you don't go up and you know, constantly complain, oh, it's so stony, it's so hard, it's so hot, you know, it doesn't make the path easier. Huh? Mm-hmm. Just go one step, you know, and then go another step, and then, you know, then you cross, yeah? And then when you're top of the mountain, you see Gold City. Yeah. And then it is easy to run down. But at the moment, you know, it is, you know, it is a steep climb. Mm? Okay.
Thank you.